Good afternoon. Minister Keith has really painted a correct picture of what took place in the courtroom over the week, but over the last 2 weeks. But that means that we have work to do. Thank God for technology, and thank God for court reporters, because despite the fact that the press has not seen fit to tell the truth about what's taking place in those courtrooms, the transcript of those proceedings will be the record that will say clearly what took place. And so we need to get a copy of the transcript of those proceedings. I think it's important that we take those transcripts to BART and demand the firing of all of them. To sit in that courtroom and to listen to them live.
That's right.
Wow. Dominici said, when Minister Keith talked about that scene where she comes on the platform and she says it was a riot. She said she had worked at Raiders games. And this situation on the platform was worse than anything she had ever seen. And then the video, with no one.
On the platform. Not one.
And it was just really something to watch lie after lie. Peroni said that there was no protocol for an officer-involved shooting. Now, you know better that there is a protocol for an officer-involved shooting because that's an officer safety issue. And if there's no protocol, then really, Chief G ought to be fired.
That's right.
And then he said that, maybe there was a protocol, he just couldn't call it. Now here's a police officer who doesn't understand their own internal policy and procedure. And so if you get those transcripts, there is incident after incident after incident that would be a basis for them being terminated. And so BART wouldn't have to do an investigation because this is their statement under penalty of perjury. So we need to get that transcript as soon as possible, and then we need to go to BART. And we need to go to BART and force that first. But we also need to hold the media accountable.
That's right.
Because they have really, if you read the stories about what took place in those proceedings, I almost think that I was someplace different. Because it is so vastly different. I mean, the lies were... Dominici, despite, and I got to go back to that platform situation, when they showed her the video, the DA said, I'm going to show you a video. And when you see those 30 to 40 people on that platform, I want you to tell me to stop the video. And it played all the way through. She never said a word. And then at the end, the DA said something to the effect that, you never stop me. She says, I don't care. I know what I saw. I know what I saw, despite the video that clearly showed nobody on it. What I saw in that courtroom was that there are some real mental health issues within the BART police department. And the scary thing about that is that they have guns. You know, Dr. Tasco hit the nail on the head. They seem to be the kids in high school who were the losers. No. The loser crowd. I'm just going to put it that plain. And that when they put on that uniform and they strapped that gun on their waist, it made them somebody. And so the fact that she kept saying they didn't recognize our authority, they called us security guards, not real police. I think it really impacted them. She kept saying that over and over. It was almost like get her some help. You know, but it was really something to see. I keep telling people, I have not ridden BART since Austin Brent was killed. I think people really need to be concerned about their safety because the type of people that they have policing BART are the people we need to be afraid of. If there was commotion on that platform, it was because of the behavior of the officers, not the young men. The people who were out of control were the officers. The judge even said, this situation was not a serious situation. He says OPD responds to stuff like this every day, and it's no big deal. But to them, it was major. So, you know, I think it's important, going back to how the media is putting this information out. We cannot rely on them to tell the truth. And so we've got to take advantage of Facebook, of Twitter, of any means by which we can get real information out to the community, because they are doing the job. One of the things that, Reins was doing in this preliminary hearing, he was testing his case for what he's going to do at trial. And that's why he subpoenaed Jackie Bryson, because he wanted to see what kind of witness he was going to be on the stand. He wanted to play out his expert to see how that was going to go over. And this was a dry run for him. It was a dry run, but it didn't work so well. And the thing that came across clearly in the presentation of the case was that not only did he prep his witnesses, he gave them the story to tell. When Domenici said, I met with my attorney, and she showed me a video, and in that video she showed me that Aunt Oscar Grant touched me, and I told her, no, I don't think he did. And she showed me the video again, and I said, oh yeah, he did. Because she told me. And the DA spent a lot of time going over with her, what? Because it was so outrageous. They were so dumb that they didn't know when they were prepped that you are not supposed to tell somebody that somebody told you what to say. And so it was really...
It was also shockingly admitted, Moroni admitted that he had been given copies of the trip, of the interview of all of the other officers, and that he had some of them at home where he had been studying what their testimony was.
Please, if you have a Facebook account or any account or an email blast, we need to get this information out to the public, because the media has chosen not to put real information out about this proceeding. And I think it's important for the public to be able to see what took place in that courtroom and the just blatant lies that were told there. You know, there were so many lies, you don't even know where to begin to try and address them. Before I came here, I took a moment to look at the change of venue stuff. And a change of venue couldn't be granted if there isn't the probability that the defendant will have a fair trial, be able to get a fair trial in the county. According to what I read, it said that they have to first attempt to impanel a jury, so it's not just a motion will be made and that it's granted or not. At least that's what this document said. It also said that before, even if a change of venue is granted, that the court should consider possibly bringing in a jury from another jurisdiction to sit here. And depending on convenience and cost, that those are factors to be considered. So, Reins has been trying, the other thing that he was doing in the proceedings was he was trying to get a story out, and the media has carried it well for him, so that he could paint some pictures for the public about his client. They tried to make it seem like it was so chaotic, and I think that the media has allowed that chaotic thing to continue to go forward in the face of evidence to the contrary. And that's why it becomes so important that we not allow them to criminalize Oscar and the rest of the young men on the platform. That the real criminals on that platform were those officers. I want to say I also heard about the committee that is looking at setting up the civilian oversight. I'm told that there are three or four law enforcement representatives on that committee,
four.
That Dorothy Duggar is on that committee, and that they are trying to ensure that it not be a body that actually allows citizens real input.
And maybe not even.
Given the lies that these officers told, there is no way we can allow BART to have a process that doesn't have real. we've got to get back on them and be very diligent about them. The last thing that I'm going to say is that of all of the officers that testified from BAR, there was one who bothered to tell, I think, the truth. And that was Officer Foreman, who said that despite, and he's the one that Messerly asked to be called to come down and sit with him that morning. He said that he's the one who drove to Sacramento with Messerly. And he said that Messerly would say, I thought he had a gun. I thought he had a gun. He said he would cry and break down sometimes and say, I thought he had a gun. But for somebody who is claiming in a trial that he thought he was pulling for his taser, then why would you keep saying you thought he had a gun? Because you would not use a taser to respond to a gun. And he didn't, as they are trained, use his weak hand to go for the taser, because that's how they're trained. Go with your weak hand so that your strong arm is available should you need to go for your gun. And I think it speaks volumes to somebody when they're in their quiet time. They're in their quiet time, never says, I thought it was my taser. We have got to be more vigilant in our engagement on this case. I want to applaud everybody who continues to come out here, but we need to figure out BART meetings, like I said, Facebook, email blasts. If we print up flyers and just pass them out with some information, I'm going to make gifts of the transcript. I'm going to purchase the transcript, and I'm going to give it to everybody that I know, because I think it's a teaching moment for our community to really see. And then when you start to look across the country and you see the behavior of these law enforcement people killing their own and killing members of the community, something is desperately wrong with this process, and we need to make sure that the people who get our money, supposedly to protect and serve us, are doing that. We've got to hold people accountable. We need to get back to those BART meetings, and sooner as opposed to later. So I'll look forward to seeing people, but please, any way you can, get information out to more people. Please do so. It's really important.